Good morning, people. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, man. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show. It's 6:33. It's Friday, the 4th of September, 2009. Robbie Williams is on the show tomorrow. Today.
Today?
He's not going on tomorrow. It'd be pointless. I won't be here.
That'd be Vernon, wouldn't it?
Not this time of morning, it wouldn't be.
I know, you're right.
So Robbie Williams is coming in later, live, and there's already, I don't know what the terminology should be, a gaggle of people outside?
Gaggle is exactly the word.
And, Greg, you gotta go see him.
A greggle of people.
There's like two normal girls.
Yeah.
And the rest are a little bit wacky, to say the least.
It's a herd of fans.
Yeah. Herd is, could be right.
They're very keen.
Is Robbie Williams in yet? Is he in yet? No, I don't think he's in yet. Right. Is he coming in later? Yeah, hopefully.
Mm.
Is he staying for the whole show? I've no idea. I don't know. Right. God love him. God
Robbie Williams
them.
Is huge, isn't he?
But yeah. They like to get there early so that they can get a good spot, don't they?
Yeah.
So they arrive at about 4 something.
One guy said to me, he goes, I've been here since 3 o'clock. And I went, really? That's a little bit early. Well, I wanted to make sure I got a good spot.
They're
freaks.
Where we are, right opposite reception is, like, obviously there's a road in between, and then there's another building where people go and sit on the steps.
Yeah.
And when I turned up, they're all sat there. So at which point do they move forwards? Because when they start
when
to
other
worry,
people arrive,
they're not going to get their spot.
Yeah.
But I just felt for them so much when I arrived at 5 o'clock, thinking, what are you doing?
There's two normal-looking girls outside.
There's about 4 people when I turned up.
And the rest seem a little bit... I don't know what the phrase is. I don't want to be rude and sort of.
How would you
people,
say
but they're
that?
They're kind of.
You've already called them freaks.
Well, no, yeah, but they turned up. One of the guys turned up at 3 o'clock this morning. Well, Christ, what you done that for?
Yeah, true.
Well, I wanted to get in before anybody else. Well, you did. You got in before Greg James.
And also, it was a bit chilly this morning as well.
It's freezing out there. It's so horrible. The temperature's just proper down this morning.
They're very territorial as well, I think, these people. And you're right, they turn up early, and then if anybody else tries to... This microphone sounds awful.
Yeah.
They've changed the mic. If anyone tries to turn up and sort of take their spot, you know, they start barging each other out of the way.
Have they changed that mic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to swap it for this one?
Not
yeah.
I'll turn you up anyway. There's one girl out there, and she's like a professional
stalker,
hanger outsider.
Yeah,
because that, you know. Hi, Chris. Hi, I love your eye. Yeah. Did you see the article about me and you in the paper? There was an article about me and you in the paper. You and me. Yeah. No, I didn't see that. Can't believe you didn't see the article about you and me. There's an article about you and me in the paper. So just keep saying this, and I'm going to sign some autographs for some guys. It's an article about me and you in the paper. So now I'm intrigued. What did the article say? Oh, I don't know. I couldn't read it. But there was a nice picture of us. All right.
Yeah.
Having a cuddle. You and me having a cuddle. Okay. Is Louis Walsh coming on your show?
Not today.
Peter Andre coming on your show? Again, not today. Are they going to be on in the future? Do you know what? It's just easy if I say yes, isn't it? They are. Brilliant. Oh. I love Louis Walsh. I love Peter Andre. Which one do you love the most? Oh. Louis Walsh. Peter Andre. Louis Walsh. Peter Andre. I don't know. This is, I swear on my life, this is the conversation I was having 10 minutes ago outside the building.
How do you bracket Robbie Williams, Louis Walsh and Peter Andre all in the same box?
That's quite an eclectic mix,
because they're nothing like each other.
In her head, they're probably all lovers.
They're all men.
Yeah.
Well... So,
did any of them do that system, you know, where they've been here before and therefore taken a picture of you, and then they come along the next time with said picture and want you to sign it while they photograph you signing it?
No, I had to sign a couple of pictures. These people get these pictures taken, or they take some publicity shots and get them kind of blown up. And so there's a picture of, like, the Kilimanjaro 9. So I had to sign that. And you always know when it's someone who wants your autograph as opposed to somebody who wants your signature on a piece of paper. When someone goes, hi, can you sign that to Sarah, please? And somebody goes, could you just sign that? And you go, who's it to? And they go, oh, just sign it.
Yeah.
Oh, shall I just put to eBay? Yeah. Would you like me to do that for you? Should I just cut out the middleman? Why don't I just sign some stuff, sell it on eBay, I'll just give you a cut.
Dear winner.
Yeah. But as I say, there's kind of like there's the usual crowd of eager fans. Is that a
eager's good, yeah. Very eager.
And then there's literally two normal-looking girls stood there, kind of raising their eyebrows at each other going, oh, my God, they're going to kill us and eat us alive. But they can't eat us alive if we're killed. I don't know what I just said.
Also, they're all avoiding that massive hole in the pavement.
Oh, they've covered it up now.
Yeah, it's all gone.
Is it all gone?
I think so, yeah. By the way, you know those holes outside?
Mm.
I don't know how true this is or if this is a wind-up. You know they dug a massive hole outside Radio 1 last week?
Yeah. Mm.
And then across the road, on the other side of the road, identically parallel, they dug another hole.
Yeah.
Right? And then these holes were, like, empty for a week.
Mm.
And then yesterday they filled them in, or one of them in. The two workmen working on the hole right outside Radio 1, they started to fill the hole in. And another fella comes over from the other side of the road, all workmen, and I swear this is the conversation I heard. Yeah, it was a wrong hole. Now, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
So what, so they've dug the hole, gone inside, realised they're not in the right place, left it for a few days, and then filled it in.
Well, even worse, I don't know if they dug a hole, realised, actually, that's not the hole. We should dig the hole on the other side of the road instead. I don't know.
But is it not?
Or it could have just been a joke.
Is it not the leaving it for a few days, which just seems odd?
Yeah.
Or rather than dig a hole, realise it's wrong, and then fill it in.
It's been like that for a week.
Straight away.
Yeah.
It's been like that for a week. I don't know what they did, but it looked like they put a bit of masking tape around a piece of wire.
There was sellotape around a big pipe.
That's it. Yeah. That's all they did. That's I'm sure it's not all they did, but...
One of them paid me a huge compliment yesterday, actually.
One of the workmen?
Yeah, when I was leaving the building.
Did he go, "Oh, darling!" Oh.
I walked out of the building, turned right, sort of heading down that way, towards the garage, and just in earshot, this here. Slaphead Chris Moyle show. I was like, do you know what? That's brilliant. I was having a nice day, but cheers. Just in earshot.
Do that impression again, Dom. I love that.
Yeah, make him relive that pain.
Yeah.
Slaphead Chris Moyle show.
Yeah, but would you not have been more insulted if he hadn't recognised you?
No, do you know what? To be not recognised over being called Slaphead, Chris Moore show, I'd have taken
that. Hate Slaphead.
He's a very friendly workman, and do you know what? I think I even smiled at him. Also,
you even to say thank you, flicked him the V's.
Yeah. I don't think he had a full head of hair himself.
Someone just texted in and said, those zombies that turned up yesterday with that book for you, you should have brought them back and scared them in daylights out of those people outside.
Put them in the hole.
To be honest, they would have probably fit right in.
Yeah.
It's pretty...
Holding out a piece of paper with a picture of me on it from 2001.
It's pretty much what Robbie Williams is going to walk into in an hour or so, isn't it?
If do you know what? If he's got any sense... if you're listening, Rob, seriously, get out of the car, walk straight into the building.
Yeah.
There'll be a few normal people outside, but it's not worth the risk.
Dave, are you going to try your decoy trick?
No, because the last time I did that, someone called me a highly offensive name.
Oh, yeah. Who was that? Who's the guest? Was it...
I don't know.
Wasn't Peter Andre, was it?
What was that?
You know the trick where you walk out with your coat on your head and you try and see whether they'll believe that you are whoever, Robbie Williams or...
Yeah, but I told you, the way you ruined that last time, you did it before they turned up.
And I walked out and this fella just went, you twit.
Yeah.
It was a different vowel to twit.
Didn't you go out last time as well and tell them that they weren't turning up? Who was that? You were quite hot.
Take that, wasn't it?
No. Jonas Brothers, wasn't
Jonas
it?
Brothers.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That went down well.
Upsetting all the fans.
They're not coming.
Should we try that again?
Nadia in Croydon is texting going, oh, my God. Did you see the article about us in the paper woman wearing a red headscarf? She hangs out at the TV studios and shouts, who are you, to everybody who leaves.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Who are you is a great one.
Well, the weird thing is I recognise her from when I was doing a TV show, the quiz night show.
Who are you?
We filmed it on ITV and these people hang out at this little fence.
Yeah.
And listen every week. She'd be like that. Chris, got Pete Rudder in the show. Louis Walsh.
Like that. No, Louis Walsh was on last week. He's not going to come on again this week.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because why am I having a conversation with you through a fence?
Who are you? It's the best question.
Who are you?
I like that.
We start doing that to people.
Yeah. Who are you? Are you famous?
She seems very friendly, though, doesn't she, in her defence, this lady?
She is, yeah. man. Dave, please, please, please go out and tell the crowd that Robbie is cancelled. Says Paul from Andover.
What time shall I do that?
Or walk out and tell them that the Jonas Brothers are not coming in today. well, anyway.
Maybe I'll go out about 7:30 and say that he's cancelled.
Yeah.
Here's the other big news, since we were on the air yesterday. So I sat on my phone yesterday. Do you know about this?
No.
Right.
I wanted to...
I'm intrigued to find out what happened, though. Mm.
Was it what?
I wanted to dub your voicemail message off this morning, but we've got new phones on.
Do you want
to
hear it?
I don't know how to do it.
It's clean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear my outgoing voicemail message?
Hi, this is me. I've sat on my phone and it's broken, so please leave a message and I will check in and get them later. I really did sat on my phone. Thank you.
Please leave your message.
There you go. I sat on my phone. So what happened was I went out, because we don't get that much good signal in the studio. Every time I go out for a fag break or whatever, I kind of bring my phone with me and check my text. Anyway, Andy, the boss of Radio 1, came out yesterday just as I'm kind of texting someone, and I just put it in my back pocket. Thought I'll finish that in a minute. Hi, how are you? Forgot all about it. Came in, did the last half hour of the show, unbeknownst to me, sitting on my phone. So by the time I kind of got up, I'm like, oh, that screen doesn't look right. So I've sat on my phone and broken the screen.
I thought you were joking.
Yeah, so did I.
No.
So properly gone.
Mm. Properly gone. So, which is a pain. So that was the big, it's like losing,
a limb.
It's like losing one of your senses. Mm. You know, you don't have your phone and you just feel so naked and...
Mm.
So, Sophie texts Scott Mills yesterday saying, oh, Chris has sat on his phone. So Sophie has to say he's sat on his phone because she finds that hilarious.
Can't just say he's broken his phone.
By the way, I went to bed very late last night and even one of the last things she said before we went to bed, she went, don't take this the wrong way, but I can't believe you sat on your phone. I'm like, all right. so she texts Scott to say, look, if you let me know about tonight, if you're still coming, because Chris sat on his phone. Yeah, all right, leave it. Bye-bye. Anyway, he replied.
On the air?
What?
Well, he was reading out the text on the air yesterday.
And then and then later on, we got a text from him saying, what's the address? And I'm thinking, this is all looking very positive.
Yeah.
And then he sent a text saying he'll be there for... 8:30 at the latest.
8:30.
Mm. All right, brilliant. Got all the ingredients out. I was going to cook dinner. Lovely. Prawn stir fry. We're going to have. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Which one you were going to have?
And then at 8:15, beep, beep, there's another text. And it says, I'm really sorry I'm not going to be able to make it.
No!
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
I'm only joking.
I don't believe you.
So Scott came round for dinner last night, and we had a great night.
Yay!
Good.
I think the if you want to get involved in this, because he was saying how many they got loads of text during the show from people going, don't forget you go to Miles' house for dinner. Don't blow him out.
He's going, oh my god, you know, I'm going, all right, I'm going off to Chris's, to the actual Chris's house.
Yeah, but if you want to send him a text this afternoon, Scott's on at 4:00. Send him a text saying, "What was the conversation you guys were having as you left Chris's to get in your cab?"
Right. Is that for broadcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
He won't remember.
Okay. Fine.
So, will you tell us what that was, or do we have to wait till later?
It kind of doesn't matter because he won't remember. It could be anything.
So it was a good night, then.
Yeah. You know when Scott starts making his noises?
Yeah.
He was making them at the end of the night.
So you bought all of that, you know, off-license and pretty much got through all of that?
Oh, God, the guy's like a machine. Seriously, he's like a wine sponge. It's quite incredible.
When you say he starts making his noises, what?
It's like
after
like a zombie.
Right.
Have you also noticed his lips and his teeth alter when he gets drunk? He starts.
I've got to
represent this on the radio, but it's kind of like his lips stick to his teeth a little bit.
Mm. He was on very good form though last night, and it was good to see him. And I cooked, and he ate, and we were very happy. It was very nice.
Prawn go down well?
Very well.
Yeah.
The prawn stir fry, I've got to say, even by my standards, was a goodie.
Mm-mm.
Was there any dessert involved?
There was just a little key lime pie.
Oh, right. Well, bought in or made?
Made, obviously.
Did you?
Oh, no, I didn't make it.
Oh, right.
Some people made it and put it in the shop.
That's good of them.
But it was nice. We had a really nice evening. He goes, he says at one point, we should do this more often. Yeah. But you got to turn up for it to happen more often. That's true.
I'm pleased you had a nice night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really nice, actually. Really, really good. And
start of a new era.
Hopefully he's going to come to our karaoke night next Thursday in London. And I went, are you going to sing? And he went, okay. So, that'll be good fun.
Yeah.
Give him more wine. We won't be able to wrestle that mic away.
We're getting to the point where there may be too many people to sing, celebrity-wise. We're going to have to decide.
Someone's just texted in saying, Dave, you should walk out and stick a big note on the front door of Radio 1, which just reads, Robbie's not coming.
Yeah, I'll do Robbie William cancelled.
Yeah, cancelled in kind of diagonal.
Diagonal, has to be diagonal.
Yeah.
Could we print off a picture of his face to make that more realistic?
Cancel. Yeah, I'll find one and I'll print it off.
So that was my evening last night. It was a really busy day yesterday because I got sorted out a new phone and I had... I'm having major broadband problems. It's like terrible broadband problems. I've no idea what it is. And everyone's been really good. And when the engineers ran yesterday, kind of having a little look at it. It's all great, but all bad, but everyone's working hard. I've got less than half a meg broadband.
You
hear about up to 50 meg broadband. I've got less than half a meg. Less than half a meg broadband. Do you want to know how bad it is? I don't know if you're into this technical stuff, Dom.
Yeah, we've got Wi-Fi.
My upload speed is faster than my download speed.
Is it?
Oh. Right.
Oh, that's not right. And then I had a meeting about some other bits and bobs, and I ran yesterday.
How far?
You ready, Rachel?
Yeah.
Ready for your catchphrase? How far, Dave? I ran 5.6 miles.
Only 5.6 miles. Couldn't do the six.
No, I couldn't manage the full six. No.
That's very good.
My legs are feeling it today, though. Oh, really? I'm stiffer than...
Someone who would run 6 miles.
Stiffy Stiffo, the mayor of Stiffland.
Yes. Yeah.
Stiffy Stiffo.
I just made that up because all the other things that came into my head were all unbroadcastable.
Sure.
Right, but meanwhile, Stiffy Stiffo was fine.
That's fine, that got through.
Because he's a made-up person, he doesn't exist.
In a year when things were particularly
Stiffy Stiffo's just texted in, actually. He's not very happy with that. He's saying, how dare you take my name in vain?
He's very quick at texting.
Incredibly quick.
But do you call him Stiffy or Stiffo?
He calls himself Stiffy Stiffo, so...
Right.
Yeah.
I like Stiffo.
Yeah, call him Stiffo.
I don't know what I'm on about again.
Mm-hmm.
So did you have a few then last night? Were you on the beers, or...?
Lee and Rachel are text saying, you do know that some of us... What? Sorry. Sorry, I was reading the text. What was that?
That was brilliant.
I was saying, did you also have a few last night?
Do you know, I was...
Yes.
I was on the Magners last night.
Were you?
Yeah, I had three tins of Magners.
Mm.
I started to get into cider recently.
Which is weird. I've never really drunk it before. I never really liked it before, but I just, you know... Because I've been cooking, I was really hot, so I thought, well, that'll do. And then... I just had a couple of other tins. That was nice.
I drank pear cider at the Leeds Festival, which
I'm aware of this.
I enjoyed.
Yeah.
That's nice, isn't it, pear cider?
It's dangerous,
I had that when I went to
nice.
The Rugby Sevens. Had it for breakfast with a hot dog at 11.
I tell you what, Dave's wife has changed because she was drinking pear cider on the Saturday, and on the Sunday they ran out of pear cider. So what should she have instead of pear cider?
Don't know.
Instead of pear cider, what do you have? They've run out of pear cider.
Apple cider.
No... Champagne, that's what she had.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Good girl.
You got any pear cider? No. You only Dom Perignon? Very similar.
That'll do.
All right, so Scott came over last night, he did, but sent him a text later saying, what was the last conversation you had just before you left Chris's house? It'll be on at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Meanwhile, we've got more... Are we giving away more Muse tickets later? We're not.
They've all gone.
Oh, no.
It's all about listening on Monday now.
Did you just say it's all about listening Monday now, unless you're going to the gig? So, Dave, go to Google and type in and print off a picture of Robin Williams.
Yeah, from Good Morning Vietnam.
That's right. And put Robin Williams live here today at 8 a.m. and put it on the front door. International Radio 1. Robbie's in just after 8 o'clock. We've got more to talk about our show, which goes on tour as of... Well, as of this weekend, technically, we start on Monday. Going to be live from Plymouth on Monday morning, then Cardiff for the actual show, the karaoke show on Monday night. So we'll give you details about that later. And, yep, that's pretty much it. That's the news.
Hello. Friday.
International Radio.
Kate from Southend has texted in saying, I went to a pub on Monday night and asked for a pear cider and an apple cider. And the barmaid behind the bar said, I don't think we do apple cider.
Brilliant.
It's new, I think, isn't it, apple cider?
Yeah. You know, not every pub has it.
No.
They've got the normal cider, but they don't have that apple cider. Because you, you can put anything in cider. You
sure.
can put apples.
Mm.
Pears, you know, anything. What do you like to put when you're making cider?
I get ice in cider. That's what I put. What do you put, Dave?
Ice and a slice.
There you go.
And a slice.
And the slice?
Yeah.
Of what?
God.
I don't know.
Chocolate cake, Rachel.
You can put a slice of apple in apple cider.
I would have a piece of chocolate cake and a pint of cider, but not together.
Do you like to put anything in cider, Alad?
No, I don't like cider.
No, you don't, you're not a big fan, are you, really? Anyway, that's Mini Viva, I Left My Heart in Tokyo. Who's going to go out and see the fans outside, the Robbie fans?
I'll go if you want.
Do you want to go during the news and come back and report?
Yeah, fine. Oh, am I going to go with a sign?
You can do.
So you can't. The thing is, you can't do it twice.
No.
So if I'm going to go out,
just walk out and just review them and then come back.
But the problem is, if I go out once, then I won't get away with going out again with a sign. I think it's a one.
But we'll send Dom out next time.
Yeah.
Fine.
I'll send Sarah out or something.
Okay.
No one will suspect Sarah of ill doing.
Well, I'll go and review. Shall I? Do you want me on my phone?
No. Go and do it and come back. Okay. Trust me, you won't want to stay out there for too long. And if Robbie's listening, he's got any sense. Side entrance, that's what he'd do. Yeah, side entrance radio.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Right, so Killers and that Mini Viva record to start off. What else have we got coming up? I'm just having a look at the songs coming up. I need to change. Right, let's get the news and sport. 3 minutes past seven.
6 minutes past seven now. The Chris Moyle Show.
International Radio. Dear Lord, please help me. Right, Robbie Williams is coming in later, and there's a load of fans turned up. Fans and other people.
And super fans.
Eager beavers. I've just been outside to have a look-see. Well, actually, what I did is I went to the vantage point because there's a window in our office where you can stand on the sofa
and
then you can take a picture, which is what I've done.
So you didn't actually go outside?
No, because the thing is that actually this way you can observe them. You know, a bit like the way David Attenborough looks at birds and wildlife. This way you can observe them in their natural habitat. Because if you go outside, they're going to expect that you're going to give them something and they'll get all excited. So they're just sort of milling.
Do you know what? I think some of them would give you something.
Well, possibly. It's almost as if they're waiting for the opening of a medium-sized shop. Do you know what I mean? It looks fairly... They're all chatting away. The weather looks quite nice. There are some eager Beaver super fans in the front who are being very intense and aren't really moving. There's a few middle-aged men in duffel coats who are also there, obviously, with cameras at the ready. Then there's a selection of professional photographers who are mingling around there as well, because they've got the big cameras. And then there's a few sort of on the side who just look like they're standing there waiting for a bus.
How many freaks?
I don't know. I would say literally half a dozen, maybe, tops.
And how many people are outside? Half a dozen, maybe, tops.
Seven. What do you reckon to that? I've taken a very sketchy picture through the glass. But they just...
Is someone in a luminous jacket?
Yeah.
That'll be...
they work for the council.
Health and safety.
No, I don't think so.
So really, you were kind of too scared to go out and have a proper look?
It's getting busier.
Yeah.
Oh, it's almost reaching fever pitch.
It's crowded.
So anyway, we were joking about going out and putting a sign outside saying Robbie Williams is cancelled today, just to see the look on their gormless faces. And Dave wrote that line, by the way.
Anyway, I never said gormless.
So then, we said maybe we'll put a sign up saying Robin Williams is cancelled. So
or Robin Williams is here today.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
It's two gags in.
So Rachel has she's done that. She's very proud of herself, and she's. She's got a picture of Robin Williams, the American comedian, but above it has put, Robbie Williams is cancelled.
And I've put sorry at the bottom.
So it's a picture of Robin Williams, but says Robbie Williams is cancelled. So I went, no, that's a different guy completely now, because that's another guy. She's fine, I'll go and redo it. So she goes to redo it, and then this is what she comes up with. Robin Williams is cancelled, but she spelled Robin wrong with two B's.
I just took the E off and put the N at the end, and then, I'm not going to waste paper.
That doesn't work on any level.
No. You may as well take the picture of Robin Williams and put up Clint Eastwood is cancelled.
Because Robin Williams was never on this show.
Well, Dave, I've just had an idea. You could go back up to the office and stick them on the windows.
But what you need is Robin Williams at 8 o'clock. It's one or of Robbie Williams cancelled.
Yeah, it's one of two things. Yeah, either Robin Williams is here or Robbie Williams isn't here.
Yeah.
But to say Robin Williams isn't here,
he was never here anyway.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, then I'll go. Well, we're not waiting for him, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, Robin Williams is cancelled because he's not coming in anyway. So
even now I'm confused. Even now I don't know who's on the show. Yeah.
Technically, that's correct.
Joe's on his way to work in Tamworth. He went, do you know what? I thought I was the only one who actually said... I thought you said Robin Williams was on the show today. No. Golden Hour coming up at 9 o'clock today.
I love Golden Hour.
And when we finish the show today, we will have matched the record set by Tony Blackburn of the longest breakfast show. So we'll match it.
Mm. That's amazing, isn't it?
Why are you so surprised? Caprice.
Well, of course. But that's a long time.
It's actually Sunday. You match him.
Yeah, but show-wise.
Yeah, because it's the number of days since he've started and the number of days since you started. And that 2072 is Sunday.
Right, okay. Oh, well, then we don't then do it today.
Aled and I did an interview yesterday for the in-house magazine at the BBC.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ariel.
We did a conference call.
Hello. What do you like about working at the BBC?
I did call us a dysfunctional family. I hope they don't take my quotes out of context.
I'm sure they won't. They're all a set of what, says Rachel. I want to burn them all alive, says Aled Hidden Jones.
What are they all like to work with? I love them all. Mm.
What kind of questions did they ask?
It asked a very interesting one. What was your highlight of the whole thing? What's the most memorable
moment? Of the whole thing? It's not over. We're not dead.
No, so far, 5.5 years.
Because I did an interview the other day for the BBC.
Oh, yeah.
Same as you. You'd think I just died.
Mm.
So, what are you going to do now? What do you mean, what I'm going to do now? I'm going to keep on doing the show and... what would happen, though, if you don't do the show anymore? Well, I don't know, but I'm really thought about it, because, you know, everything's fine. We've signed another year contract, listing figures are up, it's all fine. Yeah. But what would you do if... And I'm like, well, it's a ridiculous... I'd no idea. I don't know what I'd do. I'd do something else, obviously, is the answer. Right. But what about all these new people coming in? Like who? Fern Cotton. She's been on the Radio 1 for, like, 7 years. Yeah. But are you a bit worried that she'll take the job? Fern? No. Oh.
But what if...
Oh, do you know what? Seriously, stop now, love.
That's for the BBC.
Mm. Can I ask what your highlight has been so far, though?
You know, working with you.
No, seriously.
Me too. You know,
no, seriously, Alice. Seriously.
Let's stop it. I said Portugal.
No, you know, you don't understand.
Yeah,
seeing you every day, Alan.
Stop it.
Seeing your little tired eyes floating into the studio. Over the years, watching that forehead grow and grow.
Leave it.
Just like our friendship. You know, and I'd like to feel that we've had a very special time together. But it is time for you to go.
I was only asking.
Okay, all right. What are you saying? I don't know. So your highlight was when we went to Portugal.
I thought that's when we all bonded properly.
We never spoke to you for a month.
Exactly.
You sat outside by the pool for an entire day one day making a robot.
That was a bonding moment.
You're on your... the only thing you were bonding was bits of plastic.
When you got to see how messy my bedroom can be, I thought that was quite a bonding moment.
No. I think we got to see the real side of you in Portugal, but it wasn't necessarily how messy your bedroom was.
Yeah.
Mm. It was that day you went AWOL.
Or how about when you tried to drown me in the pool?
No, I prefer the day when you went AWOL.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
We weren't trying to drown you. We were trying to encourage you to swim.
Like, yeah. AWOL is a bit harsh.
You disappeared. Nobody knew where you were. You disappeared. We were in the middle of Portugal and you disappeared. We had to send people out to find you.
I needed my own space. I'd had 2.5-3 weeks with everyone and I just needed my own space.
Then you go for a spa day or something.
Well, do you know, a spa day is the sort of thing that you might buy your auntie.
Yeah, no, he did.
For Christmas.
He did. He went to a beauty... Somebody said...
A beach.
Somebody, a facial or something.
To a beach. It was very nice.
He went to the beach. He went to a specialist beach. Was it a nudist beach?
It was.
He didn't last long and came back. I got the wrong one! Boobs everywhere! It was horrible! Like a tag team. Right, you stay here, then I'm going.
I remembered it as my best moment. Things are starting to change.
of all the things we've done.
Was when you went and left us for an afternoon.
The 4 week
right.
trip when we all. It
wasn't 4 weeks.
Well, until
three England. And a half.
Three and a half. Seriously, get it right.
Don't exaggerate, it was 3.5.
I've told you a million times, stop exaggerating. Well, anyway. David Northampton says, Chris, if you left Radio 1, there would be no Radio 1. Oh, that's very sweet, Dave. It's not actually factually correct.
No.
There would, of course, be Radio 1. Yeah. I just wouldn't be on it.
Yeah.
Surely the Drew Barrymore or Halle Berry interviews were the highlights of the show over the last few years.
Puff Daddy as well.
Yeah, lest we forget Chris Rock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
All right.
Do you want a coffee, Chris?
Mm.
I don't want to wake up.
I don't want to wake up. I want to go straight back to bed.
Okay.
John says, really looking forward to your interview with Robbie Williams this morning. Can you ask him? I'd love to know. Who came up with the Nanu Nanu say?
And that Scottish accent in Mrs. Doubtfire is amazing,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you're really good at that. Anyway, he'll be on after 8 o'clock this morning. John in Cardiff has registered for Cardiff, and Richard in Ormskirk has registered for Leeds. Just two people who have registered to come and see us. No, I'm not. They're not the only two.
Mm.
Not saying just two people.
It'd be rubbish if it's just them.
Hello, John in Cardiff. Hi, mate. Brilliant. No, it's not like that.
In a Geordie accent.
All right, mate. I wasn't born in Cardiff.
John's here. Let's start.
Mm. Yeah. And thanks for all the other texts for coming in as well. Really good. I just went out, by the way, we went outside after the news, me, Dominic and Dave, to see some of the awaiting fans. How did you find that experience, Dominic Byrne?
They were very intense, I think is the best way to describe it. Some more than others, in fact. Mm. There's a lot out there now, there's about 40 or 50 outside.
Would you like to see my pictorial representation of your meeting?
Yes, please.
I don't.
Okay, this is Chris with one of the fans from outside.
Show that to Kat.
There you go, Carrie.
Let me see. Let me get a closer look.
Okay.
Here.
the friendly paparazzi across the street went, go on, love, give him a cuddle. And so she went, all right, I'll give him a cuddle. I'm like, you're all right, you don't have to. Okay, fine.
She was there when I arrived this morning at 5.
Yeah, and she was there. Mm.
Then I took one of Dominic.
Then she gave Dominic a cuddle, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Nice. We had a cuddle.
Yep.
But this lady in question, right, without trying to identify her, obviously, she was telling us how she has her own sort of mini column in one of the Free London papers.
Yeah.
And sure, and we thought she was lying, and she came up with a copy of the paper, and it is her.
Yeah.
What's her column all about?
Hugging. And what she does is she waits outside various places for celebrities, and she hugs them, and she has a picture taken. But what she does is, today, she's wearing a red sort of headscarf.
Yeah.
But she changes the colour of this headscarf so as not to be noticed and identified. It's kind of like camouflage.
Sometimes it's green.
But did you notice that the lady who was next to her, who was just sort of standing there and didn't say anything, she was wearing a green headscarf. I think she was wearing the alternate one.
Ah, I didn't spot... Was she? I didn't spot that.
Mm.
They work as a pair.
Yeah.
There's a picture of her hugging Peaches Geldof in the paper yesterday.
Oh, so she's been hanging out with all the stars.
Yeah.
Wow. Peaches Geldof.
Yeah.
Oh, what a lucky girl.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Oh, dear. Well, anyway.
Robbie's going to have fun, isn't he?
Yeah, if he's got any sense, he'll just walk straight in. I'm late. Anyway. Yeah, we're coming in beyond just after 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, let's get the news and sport. Dominic and Carrier here at 7:32.
Has registered for Leeds. Katie, who is a Dominic fan, has registered for Glasgow because she lives in Glasgow.
Hello, Katie.
Sleppy. Sleppy, before show.
I love that.
And Mark, driving a bus in Motherwell, has registered for Glasgow.
Yay.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm just looking forward to the whole week. I think it's going to be fairly strenuous.
Yeah. That'd be brilliant.
But it's going to be fine. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. I can't wait to get on the tour bus and go in a bunk.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
I think the highlight of this doing this show for me so far was doing the Rallyoki, so I can't wait to do this one again. To go on tour. Brilliant.
Do you know what? I defy anyone to not enjoy travelling around on a tour bus.
Absolutely.
It's great fun. You know, it's the nearest you get to being rock stars. And, you know, sleeping on a little bunk on a tour bus. It's very exciting. You know, gotta love it. Gotta embrace these things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to persuade us to get the tour bus down to Tynmouth for the music gig on Saturday night.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah. It's got to be in Plymouth on Sunday.
Hmm.
So why not get it down and out early on Saturday? We could go to the music gig in our own tour bus.
Do you think that would be...
I've never been to somebody else's gig in my own tour bus before.
We're here!
Do you think that would be a bit over the top? Especially as it's all branded up with your name on it.
Do I think it might be over the top? It's a tour bus, Dave, with blacked out windows and my name all over it. Yeah, it's massively over the top.
I thought the idea was to keep a low profile and go under the radar.
Well, yeah, stuff that. That's no fun. Many people had texted in as well, saying, how come you've got Robbie Williams on your show today with the first play of his new song when my local radio station has got an exclusive... Every local radio station has got an exclusive this morning of Robbie's new song. Everyone's going to be playing it. I think everyone gets it at like 8 o'clock. But he's bringing it in for us, so... I haven't heard it yet.
I haven't.
No, me neither.
So I'm looking forward to hearing it, just like everyone else, so...
I have.
You have.
It's good.
It's good.
It's very good.
I'm sure you're right, but then at the same time, you wouldn't go, I've heard it.
It's rubbish.
It's pony.
Yeah.
It's absolute no.
Very disappointing.
It's good.
I want it to be brilliant.
The middle eight is very weak. And I've got to say, that brass sounds like it's on synths to me. It doesn't sound like real brass. No, if Rachel's heard it and she says it's good, it's got to be good. We'll hear it later. Should be here. Well, he should be here in 3.5 minutes, shouldn't he?
Well, yeah, but he might not be. What's kind of been negotiating the time.
What's the call time?
I think he's going to be here by 8.
What's the call time?
I don't know, actually, for specifics. We set up just before 8.
Okay. Now, Dominic, from that answer that Rachel just gave, what time did we say that he has to be here?
I thought about 1:45.
Was it 1:45, just before 8, or 8?
Yeah.
Just before 8. The 7:45 Raul we're not applying today.
Why?
I don't know, because Aled's been negotiating.
If a rat's ass who it is, I don't care if it's the little boy of the Cura adverts. Everyone gets the same call time. Mind you, if Robbie turns up with a little fellow off the Cura adverts, it can rock up whenever he wants. Too orangey for crows, Dominic.
Just me and my Rob.
It's 7:41. 7:49. I'm just passing some very... Al?
Yeah?
Say that. And pardon the pun. Kate in Tynmouth has texted in saying, Tynmouth is ready for the Muse gig, all ready to go. And she sent us a very important photo of the site where Muse are playing tonight and tomorrow.
Let's have a look.
Well, when I say of the site, it's of the bar.
Oh, perfect.
Look at that.
That looks nice. It's a tented bar.
And at the side of it is an espresso bar.
Mm.
That's rather very posh.
Cheeky coffee halfway through.
Very continental.
Even Rachel just went, now that gig looks like it's going to be amazing. I said, why don't you just come along? I said, if we bring the tour bus, we can park at the back of the field and all go and sit on the roof.
Mm.
Perfect view.
Do you not think there might be some council issues to get through with that?
We could just do it quietly. Just do it last minute.
Or just
no
ask,
one would
know.
Ask.
Why don't we just sneak up in the massive tour bus with the blacked out windows and we just sit on the roof? Be fine.
I think we should ask the Muse boys if we can park in their backstage area.
But then we wouldn't see, would we?
I don't think it's getting wrapped until Saturday, as they call it. They wrap the bus.
Yeah, but we're being there Saturday night.
Yeah, but I don't think they're wrapping it till Saturday in the day, and then it's travelling to Plymouth, I think, on Sunday.
Rubbish.
Kiss of Life. I like that.
Has that grown on you yet?
No.
At all?
Brilliant.
No, I'm really sorry. I've got to be honest.
Do you know, I like it because it's very percussive.
Sorry. I don't get it. Some songs I'm getting, some songs that I ain't.
Do you not get them generally or just that one?
No. Do you know what it sounds like? A modern day version of All Around My Hat. It really does.
All Around My Hat. Who did All Around My Hat?
I don't know, I'm too young, dude.
It's like a really old folk song.
Seriously, if it predates Peter Andre, I don't know what it is. And I mean the second time round, not the first time round. So we're going to be out tomorrow night. We're going to miss X Factor and whatnot, because we'll be out watching Muse.
Have to tape it.
Sky Plus it. However, I am in tonight. It's Friday night. I know many people are going out, but I've invested in something which finally comes to life this evening. I've invested the last 90 days or so in Big Brother. Now, I've got to be honest, I'm kind of not particularly bothered who wins, but after watching it for so many weeks, I have to stay in and watch the final tonight.
So, how many people are left? Three?
Okay.
Right, Rachel, left in the Big Brother house, right?
David.
David.
I know him from your impressions.
Oh, my God, like, David, oh, he was so upset the other day. He got really emotional when I got told he was in the final. And I'm really upset that Lisa's gone, but, you know, I'm so delighted Big Brother, I'm in the final.
So there's him.
Mm-hmm. I want him to win.
Really?
Just from your impression.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing. Honestly, Big Brother, I'd love it if I could win. I don't think I'll win, though. I don't think I'll win. I think someone else will win, though. I don't know. Maybe Rodrigo. Rodrigo might win. Rodrigo is Alad. Is the Brazilian Alad, if you could imagine such a thing.
Have both of them been in there from the start?
No, David came in, like, halfway through.
Okay.
But he's still been in it, like, 6 weeks. And then Rodrigo is the Brazilian guy. He's actually very funny, but has major, major management issues. Anger management issues. He probably has management issues. I have those on a daily basis, but anger management issues. Then there's Sophie, who's the kind of busty blonde in there. Who's all right, actually. For me, her or Rodrigo to win, I think. Then there's Charlie, who's a guy from the Northeast. And Siavash. Siavash was great and should have won it, but now he's gone all weird and dark and he's kind of turned into some kind of manic depressive transvestite. It's very odd.
Who's the one that looks a bit like some kind of werewolf?
He's gone. Marcus.
Him with the sideburns and the stupid ponytail.
So, David, Charlie, Rodrigo, Sophie, and Sivosh.
Is that it? Five? Is that right?
Yeah, that'd be right.
I too, am going to try out an investment tonight.
Okay.
Because I need you to tell me whether this is stupid.
Okay.
But yesterday afternoon, a man knocked on our door. And normally, I'm not interested in special offers. You know, people trying to sell you stuff. And anyway, so he came along and he said, do you like Indian food? And I said, yes, I do. And then he started talking and I was just about to back out of this whole thing. And then he basically, what I've done is, cut a long story short, I paid him £30.
What?
What have you done, Dave?
A guy randomly knocks on your door during the day, says, do you like Indian food? And you give him 30 quid.
What have you done?
Right. Well, there was two different options. I could have either paid him 30 quid or 40 quid. Or nothing, of course.
Yeah, or close the door.
But anyway, so I paid him 30 quid. And what this does is this entitles me to half-price Indian food until July 2010.
Where?
At this particular restaurant that he's representing.
One restaurant?
Yeah.
Did you ring the restaurant to make sure he was actually representing them?
No, but he had one of their menus.
Are you serious? Well, then he could have picked up.
No, listen.
He had a menu, he had no forms of identification. He had a menu from the local Indian and went, hello there, I represent the local Indian restaurant. If you give me £30, how much do you get off?
You get basically 50% up. Well, here's how it works, right? If you and Sophie came round for dinner and we ordered four curry dishes, we would only pay for two.
Guess what?
And 50% off.
Yeah, or if me and Jane decided to order two curry dishes, we would only pay for one.
Okay, so tell me, the option was either £30, you give me £30 now, or £40.
Yeah.
So £30 gets you 50%
off, basically.
And what does £40 get you?
Well, I think...
Three Papa Doms?
No, it also gets...
62% off.
No, that also gets you the 50% off deal until July 2010, which is a long way off, but it also gets you some special banquet thing as well, whereby if you go to the restaurant with about 12 people, me and Jane eat for nothing.
Right. So you'd have to find 10 people to go out for dinner with.
Brilliant.
For that particular curry.
But that could be the whole team.
The thing is, though, that it wasn't bogus.
Oh, my God, Big Brother, I can't believe I've actually met anyone more stupid than me, but Dave gave £30 to complete strangers to get half-price curries.
He had a menu. In fact, he had a few of the menus in his bag.
Which he could pick up from the actual restaurant.
No, do you know why? Because they weren't the takeaway ones. They were the ones that you have on the table. You know, the more stiff ones. The cardboard ones. But also...
You mean suck it.
No. And on the bottom of the menu, he had these little...
Was he an Indian dude or a white dude?
He was an Indian dude.
It was a white dude with a Geordie accent. Hello, mate. I represent the local Indian restaurant.
No, but on the bottom of the menu, it has like what do you call it?
A disclaimer.
Not serrated. What do you call it when you can kind of like pull off...
What? Please finish that sentence.
Okay, Rachel, come here. Yes. You know, like on a piece of cardboard, if you're supposed to rip it in two, it might have a sort of
dotted line,
perforated edge, something like that. Anyway, on the bottom of the menu,
dude, you have 30 quid to a complete stranger. He's going to give you half price Papa Doms.
No, but he's given me a menu and a bonus card, and on it has got our name. It says Mr. and Mrs. Vitti on there.
What, written in pen?
Yeah. And also, then there's like a list of, I think you can do it 10 times or something is the maximum. And then, right. So there's like a 1 to
you
10.
You can only do it 10 times. But I thought you said you got it till July next year.
Yeah, how does that work?
So you can't get it all the time.
You're a sucker. Yeah.
Even if you had, not that you'd have curry once a week, because, well, maybe you would.
Dave, this man approached me yesterday and said, if you give me £40, you can eat scampi and chips and I'll only charge you £8 a pop.
But think about it. Even tonight, we've invested our £30.
How much would you normally spend on a delivery?
Oh, I don't know. 20 quid? 25 quid?
So that's going to cost you 10 quid tonight.
So already we've
saved... Plus the 30, which you gave him yesterday.
Yeah.
So that curry tonight is going to cost you £40.
No.
Yeah. How much money did he give him yesterday?
£30.
How much money will he give them tonight if you get half price on a £20 order?
About a tenner. So already we have made £10 back.
So you'll have given him, £40... For a £20 meal?
No.
Yeah, no, you are.
No, because you have to look at it in the long term. We have invested £30 in half-price curry for nearly a year.
10 times.
So, tonight, we save £10, right? So, already, we're a third of a way.
But you've spent 40.
Yeah, you've spent £40 on a meal. Double, 20 quid.
Dave, you're going to have a curry tonight and spend, on your half-price deal, you're going to spend double the price.
No, and then next week when we
Isn't
get a curry.
Fact.
Next week when we get a curry, we also save a tenner. And then the week after, so by 3 weeks of having half-price curry, bring on when we can do
and
this.
And then, by the way, at that point, you're almost a third of the way into the deal.
Yeah.
But... And you won't be able to move out of the house.
We'll have paid for our bonus card, and then we'll still have it till July 2010.
Yeah, has anybody listening ever had a guy knock on their door from the local Indian restaurant and say, "Give me £30, I'll give you half price for 10 visits or 10 deliveries"? Is it visits or deliveries?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, really? So it could be visits.
Well, the thing is, on the perforated bit at the bottom of the menu, they have like these different boxes from 1 to 10. And what happens is when you go into the restaurant, either for a meal, like a sit-in meal, or a takeaway,
they take them.
The man will cross off.
Dave Mittens from Lincoln has texted in saying, "Dave, would you like to buy some magic beans that he has?
Absolutely, some tartan paste.
You can have all of them for 40, or half of them for 30." You've been done, Dave.
Yeah, but you laugh, though, because next time you and Sophie...
You've been done by an Indian guy who picked up a restaurant from an Indian restaurant.
No, he had a proper menu. And
he's probably stolen.
It had a perforated bottom on it.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. As long as it's perforated, I think it should be fine.
It said bonus card and everything, and it's got a valid from date.
Were you feeling particularly vulnerable at the time?
That's brilliant. By the way, there's somebody outside Radio 1 who has got an invisible donkey and wants to sell it to you for a £500, Dave, and says they're worth, on the market, invisible donkeys, £2,500. But he's got to get rid of it now because he's just come back from an invisible donkey conference and he had too many left over.
You'll be laughing on the other side of your face by, say, November when I'm eating half-price curry.
I'll tell you what, mate, I can't wait to see the look on your face tonight when you say to your lass, "What do you fancy for dinner?" And she goes, "A Chinese." What a Chinese! National
Radio. My only real regret is the fact that we have never tried this Indian.
No.
We have three Indians in our village, right? Restaurants, and we have tried all of them, and we have our favourite one. Now, unfortunately, the man that knocked on the door doesn't represent that one, or indeed any of the other ones, and he represents one in the next village, which we have never tried. But the menu looked nice, and I'm sure it did say fine Indian cuisine.
It's not going to say crap Indian cuisine, is it?
So I just hope that, bearing in mind, we have...
voted the worst restaurant in the area.
We have now invested in this restaurant until July 2010.
It's very Dragon's Den of you.
Indian takeaway needs.
Yeah. Let me tell you, you've been suckered by a guy who works in an Indian restaurant that you've never been to.
He was wearing a tie.
Well, there we go. Seriously, it's like doing the show with Homer Simpson. He was wearing a tie.
Do you think I've been silly?
Yeah.
Funniest thing I've heard all week.
But it was perforators, don't worry about it.
Does Jane know?
Dave, would you like to buy a £10 note off me for £20?
No.
That's essentially what you've just done.
No, it's not.
It is.
You're too stupid to understand discounts.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Ask Dave if he wants some magic beans.
A restaurant you've never eaten.
All right, look, we've got to go. We've got to move on because Robbie Williams is in the building and we've got his new song to play. And we've got to chat with him, so I want to get into that as soon as I can. So we'll do the news and then we'll get Robbie in. I will have a chat, we'll play the record, and the whole world will be a beautiful place. And then we're all set for the weekend.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Nicola from Aberdeen said, "Dave, rather than paying £30 for half price or £40 for half price and the banquet, what you should have done was shut the door."
Yeah.
Are you beginning to realise you're a...
You're a moron.
No,
you're a moron.
No, I think...
You're a moron. That's what it is.
I think it will be fine.
All right, good luck. We're going to move on. Right, let's do the news and sports. 8:02. Because we love it too.
It's brilliant.
Now, what do you want to do? Do you want a guest to go now, or do you want to have another song from the year? I don't, because we're in new territory. And I'm looking at some of the songs that you've chosen, and quite frankly, we could drop a couple.
We're off-piste, aren't we, really?
Yeah.
Although Dave's is good.
You can drop mine.
Dom's is good. Do you know what, actually, Carrie's is good. It's
just Allard, isn't it, really?
Allard's isn't that... Actually, they're all right. Mm. So should we just wrap it up there?
Yeah.
Shall I give you some of the other songs from that year, just so you know?
Snippets.
Okay. I'm not going to play them, but these were other songs from that year. But what was the year, for God's sake?
Good song.
Natalie Imbruglia. LL Cool J.
Carries off.
Embrace. Smash Mouth.
Joke lighter. By the world a token. Teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
So the big question is, what is a year? It's a simple question. All you got to do is tell me what you think the year was. That's it. Dominic Byrne.
I think, when you play the Verve, I think that sealed it for me. 97.
Carrie Davis.
Pretty. I'm going with Dominic Byrne, 97.
Oh, you are. Dave?
I think it was the year that you joined Radio 1 as a 12-year-old, and I too am saying 1997.
Dave, Don, Carrie, all say 97. So you've got to be careful that you don't go for December or January in a year, because it really throws people, they get confused about what year it was.
Right.
I can tell you that the year for the Golden Hour this morning was 1997.
Yeah!
Yes. 1997 was the Golden Hour. If you got it right, well done to you. Dave, I love you, says Amanda, dancing around the kitchen in Middlewich. Love it. From the tattoo artist from Woking in Surrey. Alan from Burnley. Joe the Gardener. Simon and Oldham. Dave, you legend. The Beatles rules, says Kath working hard in Oxford. Very retro from Gary and Sonny Torbay. Alan in Liverpool. Dave wins, hands down. James the Trucker. I don't know if his name is hands down, James.
Mm. I always win hands down.
Well, I have heard that, but I didn't really want to talk about it.
Hands down is a great name.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Hello, I'm played that game? Down.
Yeah. Hands down.
Hands down?
Yeah. I got arrested for playing that once.
Did you?
Yeah.
And not in church.
No, I wasn't in church.
Oh, right.
9:53. Yeah.
Where are you going with this, Dave?
Did you just say, what was that? Right, 9:53, as Carrie beautifully said. There are two choices left. One is Alan's and one is Rachel's. And Alan said, I want to be in the studio when you play my choice. And he's disappeared.
But play Alan.
Where's he gone?
Well, where is he?
He's doing stuff because he's busy.
I want to be in the studio when you play my choice. I want to be there.
I won't lie to you. I'm looking forward to it.
I want to see the text reaction. I want people to... I want to read, Alan, I love you. You're great. Because I don't normally read that, you see. I normally read, get him off.
Kenny Grabby.
Which is very generous of you, but that's not appropriate.
Oh, here he comes.
Here he comes.
Yeah, sorry.
Get the headphones on, get in front of the microphone, Alan. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it's time for Rachel's choice.
No!
Hey! One, two, three, four.
I love this game.
Thanks, Rachel. That was a great choice. Tom Terry, something going on. Rachel, you are a goddess, says Cara in Shropshire. I have a secret crush on you, and this is my favourite dance tune, says Lee. Yeah. I love you, Rachel. Great tune, says Tony on the A12. Gareth in North Wales in Porthmadog.
Porthmadog.
What, Alan?
Porthmadog.
Thank you very much. Rachel is a living legend, should have her own show, says Sandy in Kendall. No, she shouldn't.
Yeah. In Kendall.
Like 2 hours of fingers down the board.
She'd have her own show in Kendall.
And lots more love. Right, would you like to hear Alad's track? Has it been worth the wait? Text in, yes, I love Alad, or no, that's it.
Yeah.
To 8199. I'll make a note of how many text messages we get when we play Alad's choice finally, which is this. Have you got the key? Have you got the secret? Sing it. Yes, I love Alad, says Shah in Ben in Glasgow. Mick on his tractor. Kim in Glasgow. Ro in Northern Ireland. Stacey in Essex. Big Glenn on the van in Warren Tarn. Just made that bit right.
Like so.
That's right. Great song. Let's just fade Needs Beat out and put the right studio on.
Great song.
Great song.
Great song. Great song.
I bet Joe Wiley loves this.
Do you think?
I bet she's got the key and the secret. Sing it, Alan. Sing it, Alan.
Can't go back.
That is phenomenal sound.
You can go that high.
Yeah, let me kick
go
you on the neck.
Okay.
Oh, stop there.
Right. Come on, Joe. Joe. Come on, Joe.
No.
Come on, Joe. Welcome along.
Collective, yeah?
Yep. Oh, you're good,
right,
Joe.
Records. Good record.
Oh, did someone tell you?
No, it's a good record.
Did he know?
Yeah.
Did someone tell you?
No.
Did Cara tell you?
No.
She didn't, she?
Get out of it. No, it's, I love it. I really like the record.
Do you hear the Golden Hour on a Friday?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Did you hear the first half hour?
Yeah, did you play Placebo at the very beginning?
Yes, we
yeah,
did.
Yeah, listen to that, yeah.
Did you know the year?
No, I didn't. Sorry about that. I like the Verve, though. I love that.
Yeah, I tried.
Seahorses as well.
Oh, I missed you playing that.
Oh,
Chris
no.
Helm, I think his name was.
Yes, he was.
He was lovely. Great record. Seahorses, yeah?
Yeah.
Is this the Golden Hour in
Truncators?
Yeah.
Embrace.
Right, Alex likes this. I'm just listening. Alex is kind of making funny noises as you're playing
I'm
that.
Sorry. Do you know what?
Groaning.
I'm playing all the songs that Joe likes on the radio. I should play the songs she secretly listens to in the car.
Like what?
Mm.
As long as you love me.
Oh, look at Alan going for it now. The hips are wiggling, swiveling going on.
Well, there you go. What can I tell you? We're a crazy team.
Oh, that was lovely listening to Robbie this morning. It was really, really good chat.
Did you enjoy that?
Bit spiky at the beginning when you said that his record was a grower. I think he might return to that.
Did you hear the song?
Yeah, I've heard it. That was my second time of hearing it.
And the first time you heard it, what did you think? Honestly.
I thought it obviously has a lot of potential. No, I liked it.
So you thought it was a grower?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing to say, though.
No, it's not a bad thing to say. It made me laugh that he kept returning to it all the time.
It's rare that you can love a song straight off, isn't it?
You know. No, it's very difficult. No, actually, I thought it was more instant.
Mm. No, you didn't, you liar.
No, I did.
You didn't. You just said it had potential.
No, when I heard it's obviously going to be a really good record. It's a really big record.
Instant hit, I think.
Seriously, get off the fence. You get splinters in your ass, Joe. Just go on one side or the other and just say it.
I think it's a good record.
Yeah, you do now, but after the first time you heard it,
Tina came in and played it to me, I said, that's a good record, and I knew instinctively it was a good record.
Yeah, but hang on a second. For something to be a grower means that, you know, it's all right. I need to hear it again.
You talked about this for half an hour when Robbie was in. Yeah, I think it's a good record.
You're all as paranoid as each other.
Do you know what? I'm going to play it in the next hour, so if people haven't heard it yet, they'll hear it on the show.
Oh, do, because I want to hear it. I want to see if it's growing on
you. You want to see if you like it anymore?
Yeah. hence the point of, you know, a song growing on you.
Anyway, I've got splinters to pull out of my bum, so I better get on with the show.
Joe, don't forget, I'm always available to help.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.